The Volumes of Truth. Volume 3. Chosen Vessels. September 4, 2006, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. There are many who count themselves worthy, as vessels of honor. Yet they are corrupt, having been filled with all manner of falsehood, bitter doctrine, and perverse tradition. Men in authority, who know not the truth, nor do I reside within them. Modern Pharisees, who in my name feed the masses spoiled food, scraps from which even the dogs turn away. Doctrines and traditions, I hate. Works which shall be burned up in the day. Therefore, I have gathered to myself a special offering, of the number. Empty vessels, void of all doctrine taught within the churches of men. And though these have sinned in the body, as all men, they are fully immersed in the Spirit of truth, enveloped in the Son's sacrifice, cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. Behold the chosen vessels of the Lord. They are washed and made clean, both in body and spirit, remade. Vessels of honor, meet for the Master's use. Behold, they are filled with the pure water, of which they shall continually pour into the cups of the thirsty. I am the Lord. Yet what of all these other vessels, filled with all manner of bitter and foul doctrine? Shall I pour the pure water into these, mixing the pure with the polluted, and the clean with the corrupt? Surely not. For they have sat long and unmoving, their contents stagnant and rank, fermenting. Thus when vessels such as these, fill the cups of the thirsty, my people become ill, even drunk by the contents. For none are able to perceive the truth, as it really is, nor will they accept it when it comes. They have all become intoxicated. They are all drunk. They are intoxicated with the doctrines of men, they are drunk with the ways of this world. They are corrupt, their works abominable. There is none righteous, no, not one. Therefore, every vessel of dishonor shall be broken, all contents purged in the heat of the great and terrible day of the Lord. How easily men give heed to the cleansing of the sin of the body, yet oh how they resist the cleansing of the spirit. For they do always resist the truth, believing within themselves, they are already clean, deceiving themselves. For this reason, I have set apart a special offering, even 144,000, my witnesses, who are cleansed and made ready, men of promise, who shall go for me. I am the Lord.